By 1919, a new deluge of state legislation appeared, specifically designed to counteract rampant Bolshevism. Idaho and Utah established criminal penalties for failure to attend Americanization classes. 15 states ordered English to be the only language of instruction in all schools, public and private. Nebraska demanded that all meetings be conducted in English. Oregon required every foreign language publication to display prominently a literal English translation of its entire contents. In 1922, Oregon outlawed private schools for elementary school children, a decision reversed by the Supreme Court later in Pierce v. Society of Sisters, 1925. At the same time, or just a bit later, a new biology began to emerge, a molecular vision of life under the direction of the Rockefeller Foundation, a vision in which scientific interventions could and should be used deliberately by the best people to control biological and social evolution. With Rockefeller as a principal engine, the shared social view of corporate thinkers was comprehensively imposed bit by bit on academic science. Elite universities, with Caltech as leader, became sites for the implementation of the Rockefeller Project. It was, in the words of Lily Kay in The Molecular Vision of Life, quote, a potent convergence of social agendas and scientists' ambitions, close quote. Eugenic goals played a significant role in conception and design of the new Rockefeller biology, to such a point that open discussion of purposes had eventually to be kept under wraps as a political liability, particularly when the great dictators of Europe appear to be taking some of their cues from America. Molecular biology promised a politically safer and even more certain path to an eventual utopia of social planning by elites, and one now properly scientific, completely free of the embarrassing candor of eugenic selection. The experience of these times gave reformers a grand taste for blood. Government intervention everywhere was proclaimed the antidote for dissent. Intervention took many unexpected shapes. For instance, the Athletes Americanization League agitated intensely to provide free sports equipment for every public school with its battle cry, "Sports are the logical antidote for unrest." By the time national passion cooled, in every nook and cranny of American life, new social organizations with powerful government or private sponsorship flourished. All fed on intervention into families for their nourishment, all clamored to grow larger, all schemed to produce political testimony of their value. A new republic was here at last, just as Herbert Croly had announced, and government school was to be its church.